Welcome to the Nightly Five podcast with Ben O'Shea.
Keary with a kick. Tupou's there. They've got their second. Precision work by Luke Keary, and Tupou was unmarked.
It was a big weekend of sport, but today we're going to talk about people who are not going to be playing sport. We've got some high-profile retirements on the way, and joining me to talk about them is sports reporter Ben Robinson. Robbo, Luke Keary from the Roosters is pulling the pin.
Yeah, end of the season, that'll be it for Luke. He's he can't really achieve much more else in the game. He'd signed a contract for 2025. He has had some serious concussions over his career. But yeah, it's a bit of a shock to his teammates this afternoon to hear him that he's going to be pulling the pin. But yeah, he'll go down as one of the Roosters' greats.
Yeah, absolutely. Like 5'8", halfback for the Roosters, and has had a representative career as well. He must have played, how many games do you reckon he played in the end?
Oh, his best game was his Clive Churchill.
Yeah, that's
performance,
right.
Performance in the 2018 grand final, yeah.
Yeah, a big loss to the Roosters. But I think one of the most interesting talking points in the NRL at the moment is this legal suit against the Bulldogs by Jackson Toppenay. And it's been covered in a column today, another excellent column for former rugby league player Spud Carroll in the Nightly. And it's kind of, Spud's taken the approach of, well, this is not the sort of thing that players in my day would have done. Can you take us through what Toppenay is doing?
Yeah, well, he's claimed that he was subject to wrestling 25 to 30 of his teammates during a training session.
Yeah, sort of a hazing kind of thing. Like, he got to training late. It's sort of a hazing kind of situation. That was his punishment. He had to wrestle them one after another. And what he claims that he was, like, mentally scarred by that, and then it's basically ended his career.
Yeah, he's pulled the pin. Spud Carroll writes a very interesting column. As you would expect from a hard man from the 90s, he wouldn't tolerate this in his day. But he writes an interesting column. He was member of Bob Fulton, the legendary Manly coach. He was a member of his fat club. Okay, and he said there's no chance of a fat club being in today's NRL.
You couldn't do it.
No, you could not do it. But yeah, he has a great line. He goes, I reckon I'd have a decent claim against my old club Manly for all the torture, abuse and punishment they put me through. The only problem is I loved every minute of it.
It's exactly what I would expect Spud Carroll to say. There was some interesting talk on the footy show, the NRL footy show, about this as well. And a lot of the old greats, like Andrew Johns, were basically saying a similar thing to Spud Carroll. You know, it's kind of like a toughen up kind of thing. This is not the sort of thing you complain about if you want to be a rugby league player. But they made the point that if this lawsuit goes ahead and if he actually wins, if a judge decides that he was mistreated and it was bullying and harassment in the workplace, which I think is definitely possible, like what a precedent that would set for these types of activities that go on, as you know, like in pre-season in AFL and NRL all the time.
Well, you said it, Ben. Times have changed. This is a workplace. It's not not a semi-professional sport. This is an actual workplace. This sort of stuff just can't go on.
Yeah, I think it's going to be fascinating to watch.